Hi, everybody. It's Jim Bekiai. My podcast is Be You, The World Will Adjust. So we're back in September, and I've really enjoyed having the people that we've had on this summer. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's been fun for me, but they're all people that I know well and like, as you can tell. I hope that it's been informative and helped you out while kind of everybody was at home. And I hope you found it fun and it was helpful to get you through. But we're back in September, and I think, as I said in one of my other podcasts, you know, September is kind of one of those pivotal months, turning point, and it's kind of the new year for moms and kind of the new year for students. My own daughter went off to SMU in Dallas, and I'm sure many of your children went off to school, whether friends of ours, Jeff and Christy Love, their young son started JK. He looked so excited in the pictures. It was so great. And that sense of excitement, in fact, I think it's actually more exciting than the new year, because the new year, we tend to sort of make a bunch of resolutions of things that we've been doing poorly and we wish we could improve. But that excitement of the new year. But with it, it's also brought a lot of changes in that, you know, now the kids aren't at home. And so maybe the mom or the dad or parents are working at home. It's just the two of them. So what's your new routine? What's your routine going to be in the new year? I don't mean sitting on the couch watching endless hours of football, tennis, Formula One, hockey, basketball, and now golf. Now that live sports are back, I mean, oh my God, it's just inundating. So I've been inspired by a friend of mine who's visiting this treatment center. And the best way to probably approach the fall is to take some small steps, accomplish small goals that give you a little greater confidence, and then roll them into bigger goals. My son Jack, who is working for the Blue Jays, has begun his search, his earnest search for a new job. He's updated his infomercial. His goal is to make one contact a day, either through an interview or apply online. My son Ed is in that same process of looking for opportunities, you know, reaching out, booking appointments. Took someone else to play golf the other day, booking lunches, booking phone calls, just getting that whole thing. I had one of my clients who I played with on the weekend said to me that he actually got dressed up and he went to the office wearing a suit and tie. Said there weren't very many people there, but he said it kind of felt good. It kind of felt like getting back into a routine, sort of bringing back a little of the professionalism. If you can, go back to the office. I mean, not full time, but like go back to the office, right? We know how to return to work safely, wear a mask, wash your hands, take the stairs if you can. If you can't, you know, with very few people, and sort of, you know, maintain that social distance. My wife and I were talking about, you know, post 9/11, you know, how the world was a much gentler place. People were nicer to each other. There was almost the state of mourning rolled itself into people having that pause and just recapturing what was really important to them. So there was a lot of generosity of spirit and a lot of generosity of action. And I think we're back in that period of time, you know, sort of probably haven't seen a lot of people over the summer or over the last 6 months, probably been locked up with most of your family. So, you know, maybe take a moment and think about the people that I haven't seen, you know, like my friend Danny Goslin had heart surgery earlier in the summer, wasn't able to see him at the hospital. He went off to Montreal to take care of himself, convalesce at his mother's home. And I've kind of emailed him and we've been back and forth, but he's coming back. I'm really looking forward to seeing him when he comes back, and start to make a list of those people that I haven't seen all summer, the people that were part of my regular life, and you know, not going holus bolus, you know, let's go crazy or anything else, but just let's five time, let's go have a coffee, let's sit outside, let's let's reconnect, right? Let's start rebuilding the foundations of our lives, if you will. I'm not a list maker, but for some people, you know, step one, you know, have you written a few goals for yourself? What would you like to accomplish this fall? And I think that sort of goal setting and thinking kind of got lost over the summer and kind of got lost in the pandemic because everyone was in a state of panic and it was all hands on deck. And by the way, I think that that's the exact same thing for companies. You know, they spent the summer and the spring sort of dealing with one crisis after another and kind of got it under control now. And it's kind of, okay, how are we going to transition back into sort of somewhat of a real life routine, right? Both companies and individuals. I had two interesting things happen to me recently, and sort of both acts of kindness, one in a personal way and one in a professional way. I was walking the dog last week and the phone rang, and I kind of recognized the name, but I hadn't really focused on it. It was this young Albanian fellow that I had helped out about 18 years ago when he had moved to Canada. He and his wife were talking a few nights beforehand, and he wanted to phone me to let me know how much he appreciated his life and he appreciated the help that I gave him 18 years ago. Like, I mean, I can barely remember the help that I gave him, but it was very touching. It was really, really touching. And as many of my listeners know, I mean, my goal in life is to help people better their lives, to be better at what they do, to be better in every aspect of it. And then secondly, and this never happens, ever, I'm usually chasing clients down, making 50 calls. You know, most organizations pay somewhere between 30 and 45 days of invoices. I mean, just gobsmacked, a very good client and a friend of mine went out of his way to make sure that I got paid immediately upon the start of a new hire. That just doesn't happen. I mean, he had to have gone and done something to accelerate the paperwork. So little acts of kindness, you know, and as you can see, both cost them nothing, but obviously have a big impact on me and making me feel better. So let's look out for those little acts of kindness. Let's look out for those opportunities to do something. One of the things that I always do, we need to help the young people. We need to help them find employment. These times have been especially tough on kids coming out of college. The normal routine of interviewing, of going to a job, has been completely disrupted. So if there is anyone you can help, if there's anyone you can reach out to, then I strongly encourage you to do so, because they need it. They really do. Their whole lives have been disrupted, not more or less than ours, but coming out of college is supposed to be a little bit better path for them. And, you know, one of the things you can suggest is have them buy the book, True Fit. How to Find the Right Job by Being You. I don't say that because I'm trying to become a gazillionaire off the books. If anybody's ever written a book, or know anybody's written a book, unless you sell millions of copies, there's absolutely no money in it. And I didn't write the book to make money. I wrote the book to help people. If you've got someone young and you've got someone that you think needs some help, buy them a copy of the book digitally or hard copy. And if you want, after they read the book, have them get in touch with me. I'd be happy to give them an hour of my time. Probably over the last 6 months, I know some people have probably been active, been outside, but you know, everybody tells me I've kind of got the freshman 15, the freshman 10, maybe put on a little weight. Time to start refocusing on taking care of yourself, right? Take care of yourself medically. Make sure, you know, probably haven't been to the doctor because of things. Make sure you get your medical. Make sure you take time to take your physical. We've kind of maybe neglected ourselves a bit, and I really want people to get back into that routine and thinking about their health, thinking about what you eat. I don't know if some of the gyms are open, some of them are not. I'm not a big gym rat, but lose some of that COVID-19 weight, right? Whether it's drop a little bit of the booze or, you know, think about white flour, sort of focus on yourself. One of my clients told me that he never exercised. So he's the counter and he's lost 18 pounds as a result of COVID. And now he's a little concerned because he's starting to go back to the office. And so, you know, all these little adjustments are all really important. And they're really important for ourselves and our state of happiness. You know, somebody the other day said to me that they had been at a forum and amongst a bunch of different CEOs, and that someone asked, what do they think the capacity utilization of people is at home? So you think about it for a second, and I'll tell you. It was interesting because I sort of guessed around 70%, and the answer was 60. And my friend and client sort of said, you know, a lot of slack in that capacity. And I said, yeah, but you could also think about it another way. And you could ask yourself the question is, are people more productive working 60% of the time from home than they are commuting to the office, taking breaks in the morning, taking an hour and a half or 2 hours for lunch, taking a break in the afternoon, and then commuting from home? And I'm not really sure that they're less productive by being at home. I mean, obviously some people would be. I find my productivity hasn't changed very much. My day's kind of wonky, which is something people say to me all the time, is that, you know, their day sort of has no start, no end. It just kind of runs on. But hopefully you'll heed some of my advice about the new year in September and start to create some structure around your day. But I would say that for me, I'm just as efficient as I was previous to COVID as I am now. I also find that my little breaks during the day sort of reinvigorate me, and I'm not drawn into, you know, I think when people are at the office, you're drawn into so many meetings. And if there's one thing that I've heard in my entire lifetime is people saying to me, you know, I can't believe the number of meetings I'm invited to that I'm absolutely not needed at. And so I think that's kind of disappeared and it's kind of freed up. And I think people realize how much time they may have been wasting at work, and that maybe at work, notwithstanding the geographic proximity to everybody, that they weren't as productive as perhaps they have been while they've been at home. So the question I pose for you is, do you think you're more productive? And I don't mean in terms of like the amount of time that you're working in a day, but do you think you're more productive working from home than you were working from the office? Taking in the whole day from waking up, getting dressed, you know, boom, next, train, car, subway, walk, all of those things combined, do you have more productivity now? I know the answer is yes for me. And I know it has been for most of the people that I've talked to. So the last thing I want to talk about, because of this madness that's going on south of the border, and I do know that I do have a number of Americans listeners as well, and this will be an important point for us Canadians as well. Who leads our countries is very, very important going forward. Our debt, our deficits, and our debt are growing at an astronomical rate, and the policy decisions that needed to be made on a national basis and an international basis have probably never been more critical than they are now. And the most important thing that we have is our ability and freedom to vote. And so I strongly encourage all of my listeners to take the opportunity, vote, voice your opinion, choose your leader, whether it's at the municipal level, which, believe it or not, has the greatest impact on us individually, and yet it has the lowest turnout. Provincially, federally, we're going to have another election in this country, and we need to decide, and we need to really rally the vote and get people to go out. In the U.S., it's a mess. you need to go and choose your next leader. So the last thing I'll say is, as we come into the fall, take a moment, make your list, see the people you haven't seen in a long time, and keep reevaluating your life and asking yourself, is this what I want to do? Is this where I want to do it? And is this how I want to spend my life on a day-to-day basis? And if the answer isn't yes to all three of those questions, then do something about it. And the only person that can do something about it is you. Happy New Year to everyone. Kick off the fall with a great bang. And let's ride it hard right into the winter. I'm Jim Bekiai. The podcast is Be You. The world will adjust.